Jens Stoltenberg announced on Monday that a record 23 countries out of NATO's 32-member alliance are committing at least 2% of GDP to defence targets. Russia's war in Ukraine and the threat of conflict expanding have focused attention on committing to shared defence goals. US President Biden said on Monday that NATO is larger, stronger, and more unified than it's ever been. Stoltenberg said that more allies are buying arms from the US, so NATO is good for US security and US jobs. NATO is celebrating 75 years this year with the summit here in July. Caroline Malone, Washington.